Sarah Spain, Nick Friedel. Go check out our Twitter at Spain and Company at Sarah Spain at Nick Friedel if you want to put in your vote for sports commissioner on this Super Tuesday. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and joining us now on the Shell Penzel Performance Line is the coach of the Washington Redskins, Ron Rivera. I want to get to some of the challenges if you go into a new franchise, Ron, but I really am having you on to talk about the 4th Annual Women's Career in Football Forum. It was last week in Indy. You were on a panel there, and I'm kind of curious what your focus was when talking to the attendees. What did you make sure that you wanted to get across to them more than anything else?
Was that once you get the foot your foot in the door, you've got to be a champion. You've got to win. You know, one of the things that I talked about is that, you know, the key to it is, you know, you got to have somebody that's willing to mentor you, sponsor you, and then advocate for you. And you have to be ready. You have to be prepared for that opportunity because so much is riding on it. And I know it's a lot of pressure to put on somebody, but I wanted to make sure, and I was clear about that, was that that's what people are counting on. They're truly counting on you to succeed so you can pave the way. That's what I think is really, really cool.
About 38 or 40 participants in the forum from all different backgrounds, kind of trying to learn about opportunities in football. And I've talked to Sam Rappaport on this show and on my podcast. She's sort of taken the reins at the NFL for the last few years in increasing diversity in both race and gender. And I'm wondering, did you get a feel for the majority in there? Was it a lot of people looking for coaching opportunities, front office, refereeing? There's a lot of different sort of pipelines now for women in football.
Yes, there are. And that's part of the reason why they do the forum is to show that to the women out there that are looking to get into professional athletics, it's not necessarily just about a front office position, but actually on the field, whether it be training, whether it be refereeing, whether it be through video, and even better, whether it be coaching. And that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to show that there are those opportunities. And for some of us, you know, we've stepped into that arena and we've hired women. And not just, again, in administrative positions, but actual on-the-field positions, whether it be in the training staff or whether it be on the coaching staff. Now, you know, I've been fortunate enough through what we've established here with the Redskins to bring in a coach, Jennifer King, who has coached collegiately and professionally and now has the opportunity to coach for us.
Talking to Ron Rivera, the new head coach of the Redskins, who was at the Women Careers in Football Forum last week in Indianapolis. You know, there's different investments from groups of people, whether that be people who are really pushing for a more diverse set of head coaches. For the second straight year, the only, you know, coach of color hired was you. And then there are people who are really invested in women in football. What do you say to people who are pulling and pushing against these resources? And do you think there's room for there to be a fight for all of those people to get, you know, elevated into more positions?
I believe there is. And again, you know, I made the comment earlier that in this business, it's about mentoring, sponsoring, and advocating. The people that seem to get opportunities are the ones that are being advocated the most. You know, whether it's through word of mouth, whether it's through media, whether it's through social media, whether it's through television. You know, when you look out there and you try to figure out who's getting the jobs, you're going to see those are the people that are being talked about the most. And it's interesting because when you look at some of the guys that could have or should have from a racially diverse situation. You know, you look at guys like Leslie Frazier, who's been a head coach in this league, who had success as a head coach, but who's had just as much success as a coordinator, as an assistant head coach. You know, he's got a terrific track record of being parts of rebuilding programs. Leslie and I broke into the league together in Philadelphia under Andy Reid, you know, so we've got that background. And then he worked for Tony Dungy, you know, and he's worked for Brad Childress, guys that have had success. So he's got a good background as far as that's concerned. You look at Eric Bieniemy, who's kind of done it the same way. You know, he's been around Andy Reid. He's had a tremendous amount of success. And then you turn around, you hear what Patrick Mahomes says about during the game in very critical situation. He's talking to Eric Bieniemy. You know, so these are guys that you say, wow, you know, but did they get enough attention? Were enough people advocating for them? Do we know enough about them to give them those opportunities? That's kind of what I see. Again, it goes back to what I said, you know, you've got to have people advocating for these guys.
Yeah. It's Sarah Spain, Spain & Company, talking to Ron Rivera, the new head coach in D.C. One of the cool things about getting to a new spot is the opportunity to fill out a roster of people that you want to work with you. Jennifer King, as you mentioned, a full-year coaching intern with your team. What's the toughest part about switching franchises and adjusting to a new spot?
Well, probably the biggest thing is really getting to know the people. You know, one of the things that we talked about that I tell everybody I want to do is I want to be able to come in, you know, I want to develop a winning, sustainable culture. I mean, you've got to be able to have a culture that you can sustain, and it's got to me, it's got to be directed towards winning. But more so than anything else, it's a culture that you feel good about, that when things are tough, you can fall back to that. And that's the thing that we have to do, is getting to know the people and then sharing with the people what the vision is, and getting them to understand that priority one is building a sustainable, winning culture.
You arrive in Washington, D.C., and you've got a draft ahead of you with some really big decisions to make. You've got a new set of people also to game plan with about that. How much of a feeling out process is there as you try to figure out what people who are already with the team want out of the current roster, and then maybe what you bring, and then whose final decision is it as you're debating over draft picks and free agents and everything else?
Well, you know, again, the first thing was to get to know the folks as soon as possible. That was one of the really nice things about being hired on December 30th. I was able to hit the ground running. You know, we started full time going January 2nd. I started hiring my staff, putting my staff together, got the core of the staff done within 5 days. And then from that point on, as we were adding the rest of the pieces, we were working. We were getting to know the players. I was getting to know the staff that was around here, and get these people all to get together and understand that we have to have a shared vision. And then we mapped it out. You know, I put together the schedule. We talked about how we wanted to do things. And then as we started to do the things within the schedule, where I believe we could be, and we're ahead of it right now. We've had a complete evaluation of our roster, and we're making decisions. We're making moves now. We're looking at free agency as we're getting prepared for it. We've started doing our draft work. We just got back from the combine. So that's probably the biggest things that we've had to do lately, Sarah, is really trying to put all those things in place, get to know the people that we're working with, getting an understanding of what we really need to do, and then preparing the free agency ideas, and then prepping the draft board. As it comes down to that, Kyle Smith is going to continue to run the draft like he has the last three seasons here, and that's been a really good process so far. He's been working the board, setting the board up right now preliminarily, and as we go through the review of the combine and the workouts that will be coming up, and then the reports that we all do, you know, he'll continue to shuffle the board. And then once we get to the actual draft, we'll get in the room together. We'll talk about how the board needs to look. We'll set the board. Then when it comes time to pull those names off it, you know, we'll organize our clumps based on what round we're in and say, we're going to pick from these guys. These guys all fit us, but which one do we really need? Who fits us the best, and who's the best guy available? And we'll pick it.
It's Spain and Company. We're talking to new Washington Redskins head coach Ron Rivera. Yeah, you're making this draft board, and you've got sort of a sure thing edge rusher in Chase Young that could be sitting there. You've got a potentially a Joe Burrow if things don't go as people expect. There are people, you know, calling for you guys to take Tua Tagovailoa, sort of a big risk but high ceiling guy. What would determine for you whether you draft another quarterback or whether, you know, you stick with Dwayne Haskins or both?
Well, the biggest thing, more so than anything else, is we've done an evaluation on Dwayne. We feel pretty good about who he is. He's done a nice job here. You know, he played, especially at the end of the season, a lot. So we've got good tape to evaluate, and we saw some pretty good growth. But, you know, we have to react what happens in front of us. You know, we don't have the first pick. Cincinnati does. So based on that, we have to decide the direction we want to head from there. So we're going to wait and see. As far as we're concerned, we're doing our due diligence. We're looking at every player. You know, we have a top 100 that I'm looking at specifically with Kyle. We've talked about those guys and where those guys will fit, and then we're going to finish the rest of the evaluations. But, again, we're going to do everything that we need to do so that when it comes time, there are no surprises.
What have you seen from Haskins that could mean that he's the long-term guy for you guys?
Well, was the growth. I mean, if you really go to it and you look at it, and one of the things that I learned from some of the guys from the previous staff was they really game-planned for him when he got his opportunity against Detroit. And so, again, as you watch the rest of those games and you look what, you know, the former coordinator here, Kevin O'Connell, did, was he really tried to put this kid in position to have success. And he did some really good things. There's some really neat things that happened. One of the things I pointed out, is, and I've talked about, is if you go back and look at the fourth quarter against Detroit, when he had to score, when he had to move the ball, put him in position to kick a field goal to tie, and then got the ball back, and then, again, drive into position to kick the winning, have the winning field goal kicked, there was some real good growth there. So that's what I'm talking about when you look at it. So, again, you take a step back and say, well, where did he go from the Detroit game to just before he got hurt? Was there growth? Was there the potential for him to get better? You feel comfortable about that. So, again, we're doing our due diligence, and we'll decide as the draft unfolds.
Last question for you, because I know you got to run. When you're looking at a guy like Chase Young, it feels tough. There's so many talented players in front of you. But what do you see in him? How special do you think he could be?
Well, you know, when you start talking about the comparisons to Joey Bosa, you know, and you compare him to the other great rushers that have been taken in the first two, three, four, five picks, he's right there with all of them. I mean, he really is. So, again, you know, we've seen how those guys impact players around them and how they impact their team's ability to be successful. So you have to really look at that. When you watch the tape, you know, sometimes you wonder if words will do justice when you're breaking them down and looking at some of the things that he's capable of doing. It's an exciting process, and, you know, there's a lot of good players that are going to be, you know, taken in the first five picks, and not everybody's going to agree with who's taken the first five picks, and not everybody's going to agree with what order they were taken. But at the end of the day, it's going to be who we believe is going to be the guy that can best help the Washington Redskins.
Well, the good news is you'll get drafted, and then you'll get graded immediately after without any snaps having been played. So everyone will know exactly what they're talking about instantly as soon as the pick is made. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. Really appreciate it, and really appreciate your investment in the Women Careers in Football Forum, and looking forward to seeing what Jennifer can do.
Great. Thank you, Sarah.